Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Challah. Today we're going to be learning parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. By way of introduction to the Mishnayos today, it's important to note that there are two stages in the dough-making process when it comes to separating challah. Stage number one is reached when the flour is mixed with the water. Before the flour and the water is mixed, there is no obligation to separate challah, and the grain may be eaten as you wish. However, once that stage is reached, once the water and the flour are mixed together, then you are allowed to separate the challah. The separating of challah becomes effective, even though there is no obligation to do so. Furthermore, as we will see, once this first stage is reached, the Chazal came along, the Rabbanon came along, and they said that on a Midrabbanon level, it may be eaten only in a casual way, in a snack-like way, like we learned previously in the context of Truma. When you're in the field, you're able to eat certain things before separating Trumas and Meisers in a casual way. The same thing here is true when it comes to the dough, that as long as it only reached this first stage where the water and the dough and the flour were mixed, at that point you can still continue to eat it in a casual way. That's stage number one. However, stage number two occurs once it achieves what we refer to as Gemar Malacha. Once the process has been completed, then at that point, the dough may not be eaten until Challah is separated, because then it's considered to be Tevel. Just like we learned previously that the obligation of Truma, of separating Truma, only takes effect once the item, once the crop has been fully processed. The same thing true is here as well. When it comes to Challah, the dough can be eaten in a casual way until it's fully processed, at which point you're no longer able to eat it without separating Challah and then giving it to the Kohen. Our Mishnah here in Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss exactly what is considered to be Gemar Malacha, what is considered to be the completion of this the dough process for the purpose of separating Challah, at which point you are obligated to separate. Says the Mishnah, Ochlin arai min ha'isa. You can eat again in this casual snack-like way from the dough. Ad shetisgalgel bechitim. When it comes to wheat dough, then you have until it is completely kneaded. Once it's completely kneaded, it's considered to be gemar malach. It's complete the process, and therefore the obligation of separating challah has begun. Visitamtam bisaorim, and or until it is packed together. When it comes to barley dough, once the dough is all packed together, then it's considered to be fully processed, and then the obligation of separating challah for the barley dough has begun. Now says the Mishnah, Gilgala bechitim v'timtzma b'saurim. However, once she has completed its kneading when it came to the wheat dough, or packed it together in the case of the barley dough, ha'ochal mimena chayiv misa, the one who eats from it without separating at that point gets the death penalty. He's chayiv misa, he gets put to death. Bidei shamayim, it's like this, it doesn't mean we kill him, but it means that there's a certain punishment that he gets by Hashem. Because like we said, once the wheat dough is completely kneaded, or the barley dough is packed together, it is considered to be completely processed and finished, at which point it is tevel. And again, like in any case of tevel, if you eat tevel, then you are chayiv misa. Continuing in our Mishnah, now as we begin to identify now the first stage, like we said, the first stage where you're allowed to start separating challah, after which point you're only allowed to eat it in a temporary way. When does this first stage begin? We just discussed the second stage. When does the first stage begin? Kevon gino senes es hamayim. As soon as she puts the water into the flour where the dough will ultimately be kneaded, magbahas chalasa, she can then separate challah even for the flour that did not yet mix with the water. Right? The chiddush is that even though some of the flour is not fully mixed, it's not fully dough, the first stage has still arrived, and she can separate challah at that point. Uvelvad shelo yehi sham chamisha revoy kemach. As long as there are not five revoyim of dry flour at that point, like we said, five revam is the minimum amount that is subject to the challah obligation. So as long as there aren't five revam left of dry flour that is not in contact with water at all, then you can at that point separate challah for the entire dough, even if some of the flour has still not come into contact with some of the water. Okay, we're continuing now with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. As we continue discussing the halachos of challah, but specifically when it comes to meduma, like we've learned previously, meduma is a situation where we have truma and chulin, regular truma that belongs to a kohen and regular chulin that belongs to a regular person becomes mixed together. The halacha is that if there aren't 100 times more chulin than truma, then it's considered to be meduma and it has the status of truma. Therefore, if we have a situation of meduma, just like truma, it's not going to be obligated in challah. Truma is not obligated in challah. Meduma is not obligated in challah. So the question is, what if we have the situation of meduma? And the question is, at what stage in the process it becomes meduma? When might it be obligated in challah, and when might it not be obligated in challah? Says the Mishnah, nidma isisa ad shelo gilgala. If her dough became meduma, right, you have the truma and the chulin became mixed together before she completed its kneading, meaning before the dough became obligated in challah. Again, before the kneading, it's not obligated in challah yet, so it becomes meduma before that point. Therefore, petura. At that point, after she completes the kneading, it remains putter from challah. After all, it was not considered to be truma at that point in time. Sheham meduma putter, right? Meduma is exempt from the obligation of challah. Umisha gilgala. But if her dough became meduma, if it got mixed in the chulin and the truma together after she completed its kneading, which was after it became obligated in challah, then chayeves. Then it remains obligated in challah, because even though it is now meduma, because it had already become obligated in challah before it became meduma. Finishing off the Mishnah now, as he continued discussing the halachos of challah, but specifically in a situation where we're unsure whether or not it became tameh. Like we've discussed previously, there's an isser in the Torah based on the pasuk in Parshas Korach that you're not allowed to make challah tame. You can't. You have to do whatever you can to prevent it from becoming, tame, impure. Says the Mishnah, nolad la safek tuma. If there was a safek, if there was a doubt, the question was, did this dough become tame or not? So the question is, how do you treat the dough from now on? You have to be very, very careful and make sure that it doesn't come into contact with anything tame at that point in time anymore. Or no, can you be less careful because after all, it's already tame, so then who cares if it becomes tame again? Says the Mishnah, ad shelo gilgala. If the suffix came about before she completed kneading it, meaning before it became obligated in chal, like we've been saying, tayaseh b'tumah. It can then be prepared, meaning it can be kneaded in a tumah way, in a situation where it's going to definitely become tumah. You can prepare it with tumah utensils and so on. You don't have to be careful about it becoming tumah because it became tumah before it already, she completed its kneading, meaning before the chal obligation began. However, umisha gilgala, but if the suffix, if the doubt came about after she completed kneading it, meaning when it had already become obligated in challah, then te'aseh b'tahara, then at that point it has to be prepared with purity in a tohor type of a way. She must continue to make sure that it does not have any contact with any sort of tumah. Although the dough is already possibly tameh, it is usur, it is forbidden to make it definitely tameh once it has become subject to the obligation of challah. Have a great day.